Patrick Pennings, the Pompidou Group will host a ministerial conference in Ljubljana on the 13th of December. What will be the main themes under discussion at this meeting?
The reason why we are organizing this conference in Ljubljana is to promote primarily the cooperation with the countries of Southeast Europe and the Balkan region. So topics that are chosen are basically linked to the drug trafficking along the Balkan route, but also all the cooperation items that are needed, for example, on treatment and prevention amongst the countries of the region.
At this conference, you will announce details of the European Drug Prevention Prize, which is aimed at young people. From your experience, how can campaigners best influence young people away from drugs?
The Prevention Prize is not solely geared towards campaigning. It is mainly meant for campaigns or activities which are set up by young people for young people. And many of those activities are activities linked to peer education. So they're not necessarily large-scale campaigns which focus on a wide target public, but are activities which will raise awareness amongst young people for their peers in order to stay away from drugs at an early age.
The Pompidou Group's Slovenia meeting is the second time in as many months that the organization has held a conference in the Balkans region. At that last meeting in Skopje, Albania signaled that it would join the Pompidou Group next year. Would it be fair to suggest then that the Balkan region is emerging as a primary area of significance for the Pompidou Group?
Albania did indeed suggest that they will join the Pompidou Group in 2012, but let's not forget that in 2011 already, Serbia, the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, and also Montenegro have already decided they will join the group, and that will basically cover the whole area. For us, the Southeast Europe region is a crucial area, not only because of the drug trafficking that goes via the Balkan route, but also because we need to strengthen the cooperation amongst the former Yugoslav republics. That is that after the disintegration, now is the time to also start considering ways of sharing experience and expertise within the region about drug treatment, about drug prevention, and about drug research.
The Pompidou Group currently has 37 member countries. Why should other nations join your organization?
Well, in fact, we're aiming to have 40 member states by the end of the year. So that why those countries and other countries of Europe should join the Pompidou Group is quite understandable. The drug phenomena is not confined to one specific area, but is in fact a problem that connects everyone and everyone in Europe. And the fact that we are an organization that already covers countries like Turkey and Russia and all European Union countries basically means that we have an opportunity to share experience and practice, police services and information across Europe. And that is a quite important asset for the group.
How would you characterize Europe's approach over the past 5 years to this issue of illicit drugs?
Well, the illicit drugs have changed. Everything, every evidence shows that we are more and more going towards what is called the polydrug use. So the drug phenomena has changed and the approaches as a consequence had to be changed. The traditional drugs in Europe are fairly stable. But what we see is the emergence of new synthetic drugs, and we need to find a common response to that as well.
In your view, where should the future focus be in terms of European drug policy?
As the German drug coordinator, Ms. Dickmans, put it, the future of drug policy is most probably within prevention. That is that we cannot, especially when we see the emergence of the synthetic drugs, we cannot simply say, well, we'll outlaw everything. Because we saw that in 2011, for example, we had 41 new substances that came onto the market that were discovered. So it is impossible for the lawmaker to keep up to date with the developments of the illicit drug market. So the more important to ensure that there is appropriate prevention towards people using those substances. Some of them which are not even illicit when they come onto the market because they have not been, let's say, made illicit yet. And it's so important that we make sure that young people are aware of the possible consequences of the use of those products and ensure that they will stay away from it.